And welcome to Community Connections. I'm Alan Collier. But today we've got with us the Healesville U3A. We've had them. They used to come in once a month, and unfortunately, due to lockdown, we haven't had them for a couple of months. But we've got them with us today. We've got both John and George to start with. Welcome, guys.
Welcome. Thank you very much, Alan. Welcome to you.
Thank you.
And look, first of all, we all know that you've had to close down. Tell us when you closed down, and it must have been a tough decision to decide that you had to close, John.
Well, it was. I mean, we actually closed down on Wednesday, the 18th of March, and we closed down for all the obvious reasons that the government and health authorities advised us about. And so from that point on, we suspended all classes until the end of term two. Big decision because we actually provide 50 different courses in the Yarra Valley Healesville area, and we cover more than 250 members of the community. And so what we were very conscious of was that the University of the Third Age provides a really strong social network for those in the area who just want to get out and about and explore interests and learn new things and keep active and keep social and all of that.
And that's a big part of U3A as well, isn't it? That's a big part of what you're there for.
Absolutely. I mean, the university, for those who may not remember, the university or know, the University of the Third Age is actually an international movement. And it's been running since about 1973. It began in France. And in Victoria, there are 105 different branches, and there are about over 35,000 members across Victoria. And we have over 250 members in Healesville, which makes us sort of one of the smaller groups if you compare us with some of the bigger groups in Victoria. But, one of the really important things that we've learnt and we've discovered in most of our activities is that for a lot of the people who participate, it's a really important part of their getting together with people in the region, not just Healesville, but, Yarra Glen, Warburton and surrounds. So, it's been a really big decision to take, and, we didn't have a choice. We had to make it work. So what we've been doing since then, what we decided soon after that, realising all that, was that we needed to encourage members to support each other in as many different ways as they can. And so, we've adopted a number of different approaches, we'll talk about some of those in just a minute. But we are very conscious that for a lot of people, it's really important to keep in touch with each other. And what we've found is that a lot of our course leaders have taken a really proactive stance in getting people together online, email, virtual classes, you name it, encouraging people to keep in touch, to keep going, and nevertheless to stay well.
And look, we're really interested in talking about these virtual classes. John, you're going to tell us a bit about how these have come about, and I believe you've even been able to keep a couple going, particularly the cryptic crosswords. So could you tell us a bit about that?
Well, I might let George talk about that because he's actually in the cryptic crosswords group, so I'll let George take over.
Okay. As John said, we tried to make sure that we didn't distance our members. We wanted to keep them sort of involved in the community. And so we started thinking of different ways to do it. And one of the first ones was trying to run virtual classes. And that's using the internet at our disposal, et cetera. A few of the classes where we have started, cryptic crossword puzzles, I'm involved in that. And we started off about a couple of weeks ago. It was a bit shaky. Everyone had different computers and phones, and there was echoes, and it didn't work very well. We persevered, and we actually had our third meeting on Monday of this week. Went perfectly. I didn't win the competition, but never mind. I can rig that next time. It was fine.
George.
The other thing was is that whilst we used to meet once a fortnight, I think this has given us the opportunity now, because we don't need offices or areas, we could probably do it two or three times a week, depending on whether the members want to do it or not. Which is great.
George, just going back to the cryptic crosswords, I'm really interested in the cryptic crosswords. Sometimes the answer is in the clue, and sometimes it's not. How do you decide whether the answer is in the clue or whether it's not?
Ah, listen, it's just experience. I think when we had this discussion last time, I think it was probably about 25 different triggers to know whether it's an anagram or whether it's a word within two words, or it's. So you just really have to concentrate, work it out, work on your anagrams first to see if we can get those. What we tended to do now with the cryptic crossword puzzle is to do them all together as a team, and it enables sort of people to understand how other people are thinking. You gain greater knowledge of how to do it. I know that John's wife Wendy has joined us recently, and she looks at us with a strange look because it's her first intro. Go, what are these people talking about, for God's sake? But no, she's settling in. So we actually started a learner's course as well. So it's sort of, you could come along, Alan, if you wish.
I'd be really curious about that. I'm also curious as to how you run your beer and cider as a virtual.
Yes, I think the beer and cider one is more of people drinking in front of a television, but we won't go into great detail about that. I know that my wife is involved in the dance moves class, and yep. So I've been enlisted occasionally of her prancing around in the kitchen whilst I take a film of her doing new dance moves, which we then pass on to other members, and they have to practice that and come back with a result. We also have the book club. Book club is very much into it. They tried a lot of other various, like using Zoom and House Party. I think they settled on What's Up. And they have a group page where members could leave reviews, comment on the books they're reading, or just say hello. No, it's very good for those members, and they just sort of talk. And the other thing with the Zoom is they don't interrupt each other, obviously, over the computer system, which is great.
Oh, look, that's terrific. So you've really got some of these classes still up and going. I mean, obviously, you said that you've closed for term two. Now, I know a lot of this is up to government. But if you get back to where, like in some states, where 10 people are allowed to meet again, would you be able to open up then, or is that still not a viable proposition?
Well, it's going to be up to, and I should not be political in this stage, but the council has basically said we can't use their premises as long as rules are in place.
Yep.
So if we can't use the courthouse or the senior citizens hall, we need them to open up for us. So it depends on when the rules change. But if they change to where 10 people can meet, we have courses of 10. That'd be fine.
Because I was going to say, some of your courses wouldn't be a lot bigger than 10, would they?
They are actually reasonably popular, but we have them varying between 5 to 10. Lois, as you'll explain, has a team of about 57, but we'll go into that later. I'm just having to have in six different rooms.
So. I'm frightened that's not going to come about. But, I mean, the other issue is too, I guess, and we've spoken about this on a number of occasions, and it's probably worse at the moment, is social isolation. And I'm always big on that because I think a lot of people, you know, they work, they retire, they got plans, one of the partners dies, and all of a sudden they just, you know, you can really fall to bits. And you need to interact with other people, don't you?
Yeah. Well, what we did, and I think John touched on it earlier, was that we went to all of our class leaders. We asked them to contact all of their members, just keep in touch with them, help them in any way. I'll get into it later. I've got a little sort of section on the gardening program, but Heather, who runs our gardening program, puts out about a little email once a week, tells everyone what's up to, asks other people what they're up to. So they're communicating with each other. I think as we go through this hour, there are a lot of examples of where people really are sort of connecting with each other and making sure they're not sitting at home by themselves.
Well, I think that's a real concern. I know that Eastern Health, when they're coming on next week, very concerned about the rise, that there will be a rise in depression unless people able to interact. Otherwise, you know, it's not going to go well. Guys, we've just got to take a quick break, and we'll be back with more on Community Connections on Yarra Valley FM 99.1, the voice of the valley.
Tears I've cried, screaming, deceiving, and bleeding for you, and you still won't hear me. Don't hold your hand this time, I'll save myself. Maybe I'll wake up for once, not tall.
Welcome back to Community Connections. Pardon me, on Yarra Valley FM 99.1, where it's 127, and the temperature is 18 degrees. And I have with me the Healesville U3A. We've got John and George. And John, you want to tell us a bit more about the virtual classes and keeping in contact with your members that's going on?
Well, I think the point I'd like to emphasise, and what has been really impressive, is the effort that a lot of leaders and other members of the U3A have taken to keep in touch with each other using the common interests they've got. They're emailing, they're telephoning, they're texting, and even just making, occasional sort of occasions to drop in very briefly and drop something off. One of the examples, for example, is bushwalking is one of the activities that's been stifled quite a lot because it was a large group activity. You could have 30 or 40 people going off on a bushwalk together. But what they have done since is kept in touch with each other. And Del Brown, who leads the group, describes them as a hardy breed. But even if by dark anyway. But clearly with national parks closed and limitations on the number of people who can gather, they have not been able to meet as a group. But they are keeping in touch with each other, and they're talking about individual walks they've done, whether it be with their partner or just by themselves or whoever it might be with. They've got plans. They're talking about their activities that are coming up, walks to Mason's Fall and the Wirra Wirra Boardwalk and so on that are on the agenda. They will see each other walking around Healesville, getting their daily exercise and so on, and they will stop and have a quick chat and then keep moving and so on. And they seem to know a lot about what's going on with each other's activities. So that's all been very positive. Another one that, is the book club, which again, one of the positives, I think, and George alluded to this a little bit before with the cryptic crosswords, is that the pressure to finish books at the same time is now gone. And so they're finishing their books at different times, and they can then just post their reviews or what they want to say on the internet or in some other fashion. One of the things which has been really delightful, and Joan Barlow, who runs this group, said that the Healesville Library has now become involved a little bit in helping out. And the library now has a system whereby they're now posting 3 books at a time to each individual book group member. So, you know, it's just interesting to see how the community is starting to interconnect and try to pick up to make sure that things can keep going. Art and craft. My wife Wendy's involved in that, and she gets a weekly email from Nilma, who runs the group, and all talking, each one suggesting different sort of artistic skills they can work on, things to draw, how to use the left hand side of the brain, right hand side of the brain, all that sort of thing. That's all done by email. But then, you know, Nilma in her kindness at one point dropped in because she knew that Wendy wanted a piece of equipment, and she dropped it in at the veranda, said hello from the car, and then drove off. So going out of her way to sort of keep her contact up with the people involved.
We do need to mention, John, too, like, we are going to come out of this. I mean, I know that at the time everybody's getting down a bit, but there is going to come a day when we're all going to get back to do it. Maybe not quite the same as what we have in the past, but we need to be very positive and keep ourselves together, because it will change back.
It will. It will come to an end at some stage. I don't know how long it'll be. A long time before we actually see the end of the virus. But I think the restrictions and the way in which the community operates will start to change, hopefully as soon as next Monday, when the National Cabinet has met and made their decisions about what's going to happen in Victoria. But one of the things that I've got no doubt that the efforts that have been made so far to keep people in touch with each other will stand the group in good stead. And they will also have found new ways of communicating and keep in touch with each other. Thirdly, the other group there is the Lunch with Plato group. And this was an interesting initiative. Again, it just reflects the interest that people have in looking after each other. Peter, who ran the Lunch with Plato, it's a philosophy course last year. The course closed down because Peter wanted to have a break. But then with the coronavirus and people being isolated, he suddenly started, he asked if people were interested in having articles to read, as he said, to contemplate over a glass of wine in the evening, or if you really can't sleep, perhaps sort of go to sleep, create drowsiness and so on. But again, it was he didn't have to do that. It was an initiative from a group that had wound up last year. But again, it just keeps people in touch with each other.
Now, look, I do know we've got Lois with us, and I know Lois gets very involved in in the production, which obviously I suspect isn't going to happen this year. But Lois, tell us a bit about what's going on with your group, please.
Oh, well, I have kept in touch with all of the group. There's about 33 of them, actually. And so I ring them, and some of the girls don't have partners and they like a phone call every now and then. They all got their scripts before we closed down, so I expect them all to learn and learn all their songs and imagine where they've got to come on and off stage. So this is pushing them all right here, right now. But we've been working on several new shows, all family-style musicals, as that suits the Hillsville audience that we attract. And also a lot of the actors and singers' families book to see their grandparents perform on stage, and something the sons and daughters and kids will always remember, as it's a big achievement to perform on stage, and this cast is doing it in their retirement. Some of the shows have been very successful. We've had booked out shows every year. I've joked with Bill, our U3A president, that we need a third performance each year. I won't say what his response was on air. The cast represents a lot of our different U3A classes. So we've incorporated a lot of the different classes into our acting group. Several members from Cheryl Barkwick's line dance class started as dancers, and they were just in the background and did a dance or two, and all of a sudden we've got them now singing and acting and moving around the stage, and they're on the stage the whole time. So it's really brought our group to be rather large, and of course it fills the stage, particularly when we use the Hillsville memo hall. I've got to think where we are. The ukulele group have joined us as well, with Doug Fudge as the leader, and of course several of the others in that group act. The ukulele group play in the theatre foyer each year prior to the show, so that incorporates them as well. And Diane Cuffman's exercise to music class, we often rehearse following her classes because a lot of our group do her classes each week, so that's been really terrific. And Diane has sent us all exercises to music, and we're doing a lot of her dances. She's been sending them via email to us all, so we've all had to practice at home from her class as well, so that's been a lot of fun. We have several shows ready to rehearse in the next few years. So we've got the one that we're doing, the new one that they're going to be doing, that they're looking forward to, is the 1920s Honky Tonk Razzmatazz. It's got a lot of songs and dance featuring 1920s dance club and the mob trying to take over. A little bit of comedy, drama and fun. It'll be a family entertainment again, so it should be great fun. The guys are looking forward to being in the mob, I can tell you that. Wow, we've got several guys in our group. There's about seven of them, so they all like to act and sing, and they're pretty good with their dancing, or some of them are. last year we did a show that had a lot of Disney songs in it, and that went over really, really well. A lot of the children in the audience were singing along with the songs in the production we had of Adventure Island, and that was really, really good. So we're looking to do some different shows that are doing that. The Prince and Snow White will be doing with a castle and a village. That will have some Disney songs, and also we'll be doing Ye Old Christmas pantomime set in London with a mean old penny-pinching man, comes good in spite of his nasty behaviour. So it's a pantomime-type show. Lots of songs from many musicals will be in it, and, of course, a lot of them are known by the young at heart, so they can sing along and enjoy it. They do enjoy the old songs and music that they know, the audience stars that they can sing along to. I'm currently writing a new Musketeers musical, but I must say I've got writer's block at the moment, so it's a bit slow in coming together. We write our own production scripts, so they're original, so it's really good. We're busy working on making costumes. I've asked everyone to go through their wardrobe, so if you're out there and you want to go through your wardrobe and have a look at what you've got in there that I can make into costumes, a little sparkle on the top. We do use a lot of the bits and pieces that we can get hold of. I'm hoping that some of your audience may have in their wardrobe some men's white business shirts. I could do with those. Any materials they have, any lace curtains I can cut up, all that sort of thing. And also look in your wardrobe and see.
Alan, if you've got any old shirts, this is your chance to get some free tickets.
Well, I can probably come up with it.
I'm looking for a Navy or Air Force uniform, or particularly an Army sergeant's uniform as well. So, yes, lots and lots of bits and pieces I can make up and use. If you've got them at home, we can use them. We're working on costumes. Each performer has two or three costumes per show. So that's 60 costumes at least required each time that we have one of the big shows. So it's really, really hard to get all those bits and pieces to make those costumes. So if anybody's got anything, again, have a look in your wardrobe. We're hoping the theatre will be back soon, because until then we can't do anything. We are looking at, of course, next year by the look of it at the moment. We're just hoping everything will come together and we can do it. As soon as we can get back, we will rehearse. So everyone out there that knows us, we will be back, we will rehearse. If it's only 10 people, I'll rehearse for 10 people in groups. So it'll be really good. Our class, we have a lot of socialising with our group. We have dinners at the RSL and the hotels during the months of rehearsal, so that's really good. The partners all come as well, so it's a big family group, and we're a real happy family, our lot. They're really good. We're just basically looking at doing a lot of different things again in the future years and writing up for a couple of years ahead. So looking forward to doing all that with everybody again.
Lois.
Okay.
Okay. Lois. Do you want me to go on?
No, Lois.
I'm on the steak knives. Do you want them or not?
Sorry? I'm trying to say something. Lois, there's no option of it being back this year, is there?
We don't think so. We may go back to rehearsals later in the year.
Yep.
I always come up with new ideas of what we can do, but, you know, even if we have to do an outdoor concert, that'd be another thing we can do on a stage in one of the parks where everyone can just picnic and watch us. Big family thing for Healesville community maybe, and we can do one of our shows, but we'll just see how we go with it all. Yeah.
Would you wait until the end of next year, or is there a possibility you'd do one early next year if the opportunity availed itself?
Well, it'll be what I'm allowed to do by the committee, of course, because we've got to hire the memo hall and see the availability of it. If back with big audiences, and we do have 250 in our audience each time we perform, so that's two performances. I'd be looking maybe at doing a pre-Easter show if we can fit that in. It will be November. As they've all got their scripts, they are pretty much ready to go back straight into their learning, their bits and pieces they've got to do, if I can get the costuming done, that is. But, yes, I look, pre-Christmas, if I do something in the park, maybe. I've got a son that puts up stages and marquees, we can do something. I don't know. I don't know what we're going to be allowed to do and how big an audience we can get together, but we need big audiences when we do it because we're booked out anyway, each show we do.
They're always great. Yeah. And look, I've just got to take a quick break and we'll be back with more on Community Connections, talking to Healesville U3A.
Your body rock. This is Yarra Valley FM 99.1, the voice of the valley.
Welcome back to Community Connections on Yarra Valley FM 99.1, the voice of the valley, where it's 1:47. And I have with me today during Community Connections is Hillsville U3A. And I've got a number of people, John and George and Lois. But George, John, I think it is. You're going to talk us about the gardening, or is it which one of us are going to talk about
it? Me again.
Sorry.
I just thought I'd like to mention the gardening club. It's sort of something that we started off last year by going to the Carlton gardening show, which was fantastic. Unfortunately, because of what's going on these days, we weren't able to. And so we're sort of hunkered down. We had a first meeting earlier in the year at Heather's place, who runs the class itself, and it was a magnificent day. We then sort of asked Heather to sort of keep in contact with her group, which she has, which has been fantastic. She asked for a bit of a response from some of her members saying that we were going to be on the radio today. And I think it's just worthwhile mentioning that Carolina's been coating her lemons with petroleum jelly, which works very well.
What's that do to it?
I don't know. Kay has been putting in her raised veggie box, which is fantastic. Anna has been putting up retaining walls, and she's putting new veggie patches in and so forth. So it's just an example of people sort of keeping in contact and making sure that, you know, we're thinking of them. I know we have, I think Anna also runs the meditation class, so she's been keeping that up by running it on Monday mornings on Skype. A couple of her members, I think Martha and Mary, I think they're nicknamed Action and Contemplation, but I don't know why. That must be a meditation joke. Heather's been working on her garden, which is fantastic. She's also sent out some recipes for people to make from their early autumn vegetables, which is fantastic. So in all we're just trying to say there that, you know, everyone's been trying to keep in touch. And everything seems to be going very well. Just the other last segment that we have is we did mention late last year, the Hit the Road program, which is people getting together and going out on trips into the bush together. We weren't able to do our first one of this year because the rules came in that we weren't able to get together. But we've sort of had a few planned for the upcoming season, so hopefully once again, fingers crossed, we can get together and get people together. They're great weekends or weeks together. We go out either camping or caravanning. We have usually hotels, motels that we can stay at the same time, or people just getting together for 3 or 4 days, getting to know each other. I think, as you mentioned before, Alan, it's those people that when you go down to Coles on an afternoon to buy something, you bump into someone that you've met on the Hit the Road or one of the classes, and it's just great to have a chat with someone that you can recognize from a touch. So basically, apart from all of those segments, what we really were hoping today is just to sort of say, tell of all our members that are listening and all other people that we're thinking of them. Keep in touch with all your leaders. We did have to say, if you do have had a birthday in the last few months, and where in the past we may have sort of got together and shared a cake, we can't do that. As soon as all these things are over, we'll do it. Any anniversaries, or obviously with Mother's Day coming up, it's going to be a little difficult when you can't see your children, but it will be over someday, Alan, and hopefully it'll be over very, very soon.
Yeah,
John, do you have anything to say?
Quicker the better.
John, do you have anything to say to finish?
But no, just to reinforce what you've been saying, George, I think that the one thing that has not happened is that people have simply, the organisation has stopped. I think the thing that's been really encouraging, and I think it says something about the spirit of the organisation, is that people are keeping in touch, albeit in different ways, and they are, you know, taking the opportunity to look after each other, provide opportunities to sort of chat, even if it is using, even if they can't meet in groups anymore for the time being. But I think it's just been a wonderful, a wonderful, encouraging sense of community that the UTA continues to inspire.
And we keep on talking about this isolation, and particularly, you know, where a guy has lost his wife, or in a lot of cases, it seems to be very much where a lady, you know, a man and lady decide to retire. They've got quite a little future planned out. And then particularly if the husband dies, because he's often been, and I know this is a bit of generalisation, but very often he's been the one who's done the driving. And so all of a sudden the wife finds herself at home, and really it's not going to do them a lot of good just sitting around, is it? They need to get out, and we need contact with other human beings.
We do. And one of the interesting things, one of the highlights of the week, I think, is to bump into somebody down at Coles. And you see people in the supermarket sort of who've known each other through different classes and groups and so on. And, you know, it's a really wonderful thing to see. People catching up and smiling. And one of the things that you notice is that people are much more responsive. The number of people you walk past these days and wave and say hello, who might not have been so readily doing so previously, recognising that we're all in this together. And
absolutely.
We survive by looking out for each other, by acknowledging each other, by keeping in touch with each other.
And we are, as human beings, we are tuned in to being not to be a person by themselves, are they? I mean, no matter how shy you are or whatever you are, we still thrive on interaction with other human beings. I mean, that's just part of what we are. The other thing is too that during our working days, you're with people all the time, and it's very easy when you retire not to do anything about it, isn't it? You just fall off the cliff almost, and nobody's going to come to you. You need to come out to them. So if you're just sitting at home on the couch, I mean, they can still make contact with you now in readiness, but when the classes come back, they can join in.
Yep. It's a wonderful story of you can always tell the country people at the airport. They're the ones waving goodbye to the planes. And you see that in the shopping centres around the roads, up and down the streets all the time. You know, people acknowledging each other and just waving and just acknowledging that it's a tough time, and more tough for some people than others.
Absolutely. Now, I guess while you're not there at the moment, people can still look up your website. What's that, please?
The website is Healesville, lowercase, healesvilleu3a.org.au. And if they want to send an email through, it's healesville.u3a@bigpond.com. And I can give you the phone number if you'd like, but the office isn't manned at the moment because...
Probably not. That's good. What about...
I'm not allowed to use it.
you've got a Facebook page?
I don't believe so. I don't think so.
That's fair enough. Look, it'll be really great to see you all back in action again, because I think there's a huge place for U3As. I think that the thing we need to mention, and we haven't mentioned today, and I like to at least mention it once every time, is I think it's got the wrong name, and it's got the connotation that people think there's going to be exams at the end of the year, and you know, they need to do things. I mean, this is really a social activity, is it? Like, you can learn new things, but even if you're learning something new, you're not going to have an exam at the end of it, are you?
No.
It's just a meeting of people with like interests and like minds. You can take it as seriously or as lightly as you like, but there are certainly no exams at the end. The only exam I'm aware of is the one that Lois puts the theatre group through at the end of the year in November.
Well, I must say to Lois, though, I mean, I've been along to a couple of these concerts, and they really are a terrific day. I mean, nobody gets insulted. I mean, they're not something that you can't bring the grandkids to. They're not something you're frightened that's got some innuendo in it. I mean, they are just a fun day, and the audience gets just as much fun as the people who are involved in it, I'm sure.
That's right, correct.
Well, Alan, before we go, I'd just like to promise that next time we meet, I shall find out why it is good to put your lemons in petroleum jelly. I'll find it out. And it still stands. If you have any old white shirts, I'll give you free tickets.
Okay. I'm sure I can find some old white shirts, because I used to wear them all day, every day. So
we can use them.
I should also say that, Lois, this is the most relaxed I've seen you at this time of the year in the 2 or 3 years I've known you.
I'm not yelling at you, John, that's why.
So, John, are you are you going to be in the next production?
Yes, I am.
What about you, George?
I'm in the curtains, or what it'd be called.
He's in the what?
He's a stage hand.
Yeah, there you go.
That's it. Why don't you get on the stage, George?
I'm yet to encourage him. Just wait for it.
Is he too shy, or what's the problem?
He can sing, I've heard.
Can he?
Yeah, I'm being told he can sing. That's the finish of him. He's in it now.
Well, they don't even have to sing in it, though, do they? I mean, you've got all sorts of people. Last time you had pirates and all sorts of people.
That's correct. That's for sure. And that was very successful. Now the mob. They all want to be in the mob, though. Where's my romantic leads?
Yeah,
John, well, hate to tell you, romantic leads.
The romantic leads?
How can you have a romantic lead in the mob?
But the club does.
All right, look, unfortunately, our time's fast running out. It's been tremendous to have you along. I hope to have you along as soon as you can again. I mean, we always enjoy having the Hillsville U3A, and I really do believe that it fills a real need. So thank you, Lois. Thank you, George and John, and I look forward to catch up with you again very shortly.
Cheerio.
Thank you.
Cheerio. Thank you, Alan.
Thank you very much. Bye.
Bye. Bye.